piece of shit had a radio, but nothing happened when he turned it on. A sign said he'd left Wisconsin and was now in Illinois. He passed a strip mining works, huge blue arc lights burning in the dim midwinter daylight. He stopped and ate lunch at a place called Mom's, catching them just before they closed for the afternoon. The food was okay. Each town he passed through had an extra sign up beside the sign telling him that he was now entering our town, population 720. The extra sign announced that the town's under-14s team was the third runner-up in the Interstate 100-yard sprint, or that the town was the home of the Illinois girls' under-16s wrestling semifinalist. He drove on, head nodding, feeling more drained and exhausted with every minute that passed. He ran a stoplight and was nearly sideswiped by a woman in a Dodge. As soon as he got out into open country, he pulled off onto an empty tractor path on the side of the road, and he parked by a snow-spotted, stubbly field in which a slow procession of fat black wild turkeys walked like a line of mourners. He turned off the engine, stretched out in the back seat, and fell asleep. Darkness. A sensation of falling, as if he were tumbling down a great hole like Alice. He fell for 100 years into darkness. Faces passed him, swimming out of the black, then each face was ripped up and away before he could touch it. Abruptly, and without transition, he was not falling. Now he was in a cave, and he was no longer alone. Shadow stared into familiar eyes, huge, liquid black eyes. They blinked. Under the earth, yes. He remembered this place. The stink of wet cow. Firelight flickered on the wet cave walls, illuminating the buffalo head, the man's body, skin the color of brick clay.
Can you people leave me be? I just want to sleep.
The buffalo man nodded slowly. His lips did not move, but a voice in Shadow's head said,
Where are you going, Shadow?
Cairo.
Why?
Where else have I got to go? It's where Wednesday wants me to go. I drank his mead.
In Shadow's dream, with the power of dream logic behind it, the obligation seemed unarguable. He drank Wednesday's mead 3 times and sealed the pact. What other choice of action did he have? The buffalo-headed man reached a hand into the fire, stirring the embers and the broken branches into a blaze.
The storm is coming, he said.
Now there was ash on his hands, and he wiped it onto his hairless chest, leaving soot-black streaks.
So you people keep telling me. Can I ask you a question?
There was a pause. A fly settled on the furry forehead. The buffalo man flicked it away.
Ask.
Is this true? Are these people really gods? It's all so unlikely.
Which was not exactly the word he had been going for, but seemed to be the best he could do.
What are gods?
Asked the buffalo man.
I don't know.
There was a tapping, relentless and dull. Shadow waited for the buffalo man to say something more, to explain what gods were, to explain the whole tangled nightmare that his life seemed to have become. He was cold. The fire no longer burned. Tap, tap, tap. Shadow opened his eyes and groggily sat up. He was freezing, and the sky outside the car was the deep luminescent purple that divides the dusk from the night. Tap, tap. Someone said,
Hey, mister.
And Shadow turned his head. The someone was standing beside the car, no more than a darker shape against the darkling sky. Shadow reached out a hand and cranked down the window a few inches. He made several waking up noises, and then he said,
Hi.
You all right? You sick? You been drinking?
The voice was high, a woman's or a boy's.
I'm fine. Hold on.
He opened the door and got out, stretching his aching limbs and neck as he did so. Then he rubbed his hands together to get the blood circulating and to warm them up.
Whoa, you're pretty big.
That's what they tell me. Who are you?
I'm Sam,
said the voice.
Boy Sam or girl Sam?
Girl Sam. I used to be Sammy with an I, and I'd do a smiley face over the eye, but then I got completely sick of it because, like, absolutely everybody was doing it. So I stopped.
Okay, girl Sam. You go over there and look out at the road.
Why? Are you a crazed killer or something?
No. I need to take a leak and I'd like just the smallest amount of privacy.
Oh, right. Okay. Got it. No problem. I am so with you. I can't even pee if there's someone in the next stall. Major shy bladder syndrome.
Now, please.
She walked to the far side of the car, and Shadow took a few steps closer to the field, unzipped his jeans, and pissed against a fence post for a very long time. He walked back to the car. The last of the gloaming had become night.
You still there?
Yes. You must have a bladder like Lake Erie. I think empires rose and fell in the time it took you to pee. I could hear it the whole time.
Thank you. Do you want something?
Well, I wanted to see if you were okay. I mean, if you were dead or something, I would have called the cops. But the windows were kind of fogged up, so I thought, well, he's probably still alive.
You live around here?
Nope. Hitchhiking down from Madison.
That's not safe.
I've done it 5 times a year for 3 years now. I'm still alive. Where are you headed?
I'm going as far as Cairo.
Thank you. I'm going to El Paso. Staying with my aunt for the holidays.
I can't take you all the way.
Not El Paso, Texas. The other one. In Illinois. It's a few hours south. You know where you are now?
No, I have no idea. Somewhere on Highway 52?
The next town's Peru. Not the one in Peru. The one in Illinois. Let me smell you. Bend down.
Shadow bent down and the girl sniffed his face.
Okay. I don't smell booze. You can drive. Let's go.
What makes you think I'm giving you a ride?
Because I'm a damsel in distress, and you are a knight in... whatever. A really dirty car. You know someone wrote "wash me" on your rear window?
Shadow got into the car and opened the passenger door. The light that goes on in cars when the front door is open did not go on in this car.
No, I didn't.
She climbed in.
It was me. I wrote it. While there was still enough light to see.
Shadow started the car, turned on the headlights, and headed back onto the road.
Left,
said Sam helpfully. Shadow turned left, and he drove. After several minutes, the heater started to work, and blessed warmth filled the car.
You haven't said anything yet. Say something.
Are you human? An honest-to-goodness, born of man and woman, living, breathing human being?
Sure.
Okay, just checking. So what would you like me to say?
Something to reassure me at this point. I suddenly have that, oh shit, I'm in the wrong car with the crazy man feeling.
Yeah, I've had that one. What would you find reassuring?
Just tell me you're not an escaped convict or a mass murderer or something.
He thought for a moment.
You know, I'm really not.
You had to think about it, though, didn't you?
Done my time. Never killed anybody.
Oh.
They entered a small town lit up by streetlights and blinking Christmas decorations, and Shadow glanced to his right. The girl had a tangle of short dark hair and a face that was both attractive and, he decided, faintly mannish. Her features might have been chiseled out of rock. She was looking at him.
What were you in prison for?
I hurt a couple people real bad. I got angry.
Did they deserve it?
I thought so at the time.
Would you do it again?
Hell no. I lost 3 years of my life in there.
Hmm. You got Indian blood in you?
Not that I know of.
You looked like it was all.
Sorry to disappoint you.
It's okay. You hungry?
I could eat.
There's a good place just past the next set of lights. Good food. Cheap, too.
Shadow pulled up in the parking lot. They got out of the car. He didn't bother to lock it, although he pocketed the keys. He pulled out some coins to buy a newspaper.
Can you afford to eat here?
Yeah. I can pay for myself.
Tell you what. I'll toss you for it. Heads, you pay for my dinner. Tails, I pay for yours.
Let me see the coin first. I had an uncle had a double-headed quarter.
She inspected it, satisfied herself there was nothing strange about the quarter. Shadow placed the coin head up on his thumb and cheated the toss so it wobbled and looked like it was spinning. Then he caught it and flipped it over onto the back of his left hand and uncovered it with his right in front of her.
Tails, dinner's on you.
Yep. You can't win them all.
Shadow ordered the meatloaf. Sam ordered lasagna. Shadow flipped through the newspaper to see if there was anything in it about dead men and a freight train. There wasn't. The only story of interest was on the cover. Crows and record numbers were infesting the town. Local farmers wanted to hang dead crows around the town on public buildings to frighten the others away. Ornithologists said that it wouldn't work, that the living crows would simply eat the dead ones. The locals were implacable.